Welcome to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. My name is Russell Brunson, and I'm what you call a serial entrepreneur, but with a twist. You see, 50% of my time, I'm the CEO of ClickFunnels, helping over 100,000 brands to grow their companies with funnels. And the other 50% of my time, I'm actually in the trenches using ClickFunnels to grow the startups I believe in. During this podcast, I'll take you behind the scenes and show you how we are bootstrapping ClickFunnels and my other businesses from startup to nine figures and beyond. Welcome to the show. Hey, what's up? This is Russell. Welcome back to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. Today, I'm in a new studio. We're filming this on video, on audio, and we're going to see how this one turns out. I'm excited because over the last couple of years, we've been doing a lot of podcasts, as you guys know, our faithful podcast listeners. Thank you. But we haven't been promoting the podcast heavily. It's just kind of whoever's listening is listening. And so, all right, they had the idea like, hey, what if we set up a little studio? We record these things with some video that we can use video clips to push people from Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and all the socials back to the podcast. And so now we're filming this in a couple different ways, which is exciting. So hopefully this, you know, this may be a failed experiment, maybe amazing. You'll find out soon if we keep on doing these. So I'm excited though. So today, what I want to talk about today's episode, and hopefully it'll be interesting to you guys, is just kind of a shift that I'm seeing in social. Maybe I'm the one creating the shift. I don't know. Maybe it's something different. I just know that for a long time, especially Instagram, like I love Instagram, so it's probably the one I spend the most of my time on. But usually when something happens in a platform, it bleeds across all the platforms, right? Like when, you know, TikTok came out and started doing shorts and people were like, oh, this is the greatest thing. And of course, Instagram copied it, and YouTube copied it, and everyone copied it. So like the what works on one platform starts bleeding into other platforms as well, right? And so short form over the last 2 years has been kind of the thing, right? It's great, getting momentum. And I think in our space, in our world, the first person who really blew it up was Alex Hormozi, right? And in fact, it's funny because now everyone's like, oh, you're doing Hormozi style videos? I get probably 30 people a day hitting me up on Instagram. I'm like, hey, do you want us to do Hormozi style videos for you? I'm like, you mean a video teaching a principle that's short form? Like, anyway, so good job, Alex. You got titled the, you know, you got they named the type of video after you, which is awesome. But what's interesting, whenever that happens, then like everyone starts modeling, right? It's always, in any kind of marketing, it's always like you're looking for the pattern interrupt. Like, what's the pattern interrupt going to be different than what everybody else is doing? And then you do that pattern interrupt. It works really effectively. Everyone sees you, they copy you, and then that pattern interrupt becomes the pattern, and then it stops working as well. So I'm always looking at, like, what's the next pattern interrupt? Like, what's the next thing that's really going to work? And so I'm always watching, and it's interesting, actually. Man, it's been over a month and a half ago now, I deleted all the socials off my phone, which I'd never done before, but I was getting, not canceled, I was getting semi-canceled. There was a lot of heat over a mistake that I made that came out, and I needed to get off it for my own well-being. So I kind of deleted Instagram and Facebook, all the socials off my phones. But I got a separate phone, a social phone. So social phone stays in my office. So I'm not on it all the time. Like I only see it when I need to, and it's a separate thing now. So social's not following me everywhere, which has been really, really nice. But I have a spot where I can go and I can look at social and go through things. So there was this one interesting, there's this kid. He's probably a 12-year-old kid or something like that. And he started a social channel, Instagram channel. And it was funny. He's like, I'm going to do one drum beat for every follower I get or something. And so the very first one was like him and his mom. And so he's like, one drum beat, that's it. And then the next day he had like five followers. He's like, five drum beats, one, two, three, four, five. And somewhere between like one and like 10 drum beats, it went viral. Something happened. Someone shared it. And so the next day, kid's like, I had 10,000 followers. So he's like doing the drums like 10,000 times, right? And then that video went viral. And so the next day, it was hilarious. It was like 30 or 40,000 drum beats. And he's like, you see him, he's like, hey guys, I got to do 30,000 drum beats today. And you see the kid just like wailing on these drums. And then and the next day, it was like 350,000. I think it's based on how many followers on the channel. So the next day, it was like 350,000 followers. And you see the video of him. He's like, hey, so I have 350,000 followers. Anyway, and like within like 7 to 10 videos, this kid went from being an unknown person to having an Instagram following almost as big as me. And then after like 350,000, he's like, I have to stop. I have to go to school. And like, it was the funniest thing. And then he transformed the channel. But I saw like how fast it grew, which was really fascinating. And then I started looking at it. I was like, that's an interesting series. Like, I wonder who else is doing a series like this. One of my favorites, someone who I've been modeling and watching now for almost 2 years, is Connor Price. And Connor is a rapper in Vegas. He's a rapper, he's a child actor, he's kind of this super talented kid, which is so annoying to have someone that talented. No, just kidding, he's awesome. But he started doing these series, and he went, I watched, him go from like a relatively unknown rapper to becoming like on all the top top lists. He's like at all the big, I don't know, what's music? It's the Emmys, the Grammys, whatever that is. He's at all the shows. And I watched him just kind of blow up. And but it all started, the way I found out about him was my kids were like, "Dad, have you seen the Spin the Globe guy?" I'm like, "What's the Spin the Globe kid?" And so they showed me, and so he started this series. And the series was basically, you get a globe, you spin the globe, and then you pick a spot. And he's like, Zimbabwe. And he's like, "I'm going to go find an up-and-coming rapper in Zimbabwe." So he goes to Zimbabwe, he finds an up-and-coming rapper. From that, finding the rapper, then he does this collab with him. He gives him a beat, they write a verse, he writes a verse, they put it together, and boom, becomes a song, right? And so he's telling this story about this other rapper. So what happens then, this person in Zimbabwe, he blows up because Connor's bringing his people, everyone hears the vice versa, and then they see the story behind the song, and then they all jump to Spotify to go download it, right? Or to go listen to it. And if you look at, like, what is the product that rappers are selling? It's Spotify, right? It's a Spotify meet. That's their long-form content, so they make their money. So he's building this short form to tell the story that then pushes into the long form, right? So he did the first Spin the Globe, and it blew up, I think, like 20 million views. And he's just like, okay. So he did a second one, picked somebody in another country. He did, like, I think, 8 episodes in the series for, like, season number 1. And he went from relatively unknown. I think he said his goal was, like, to get 2 million streams in a year or something like that. Maybe it was 1 million. Like, he had some goal of that, and he ended up getting like 20 million streams in a month or something. It was just crazy, like, how this series blew him up by telling the story behind the music, behind the long form content, which is what he was actually selling, right? And so I started watching him, and he did season number 1, and then he like took that and like put it all together, and then launched the whole Spotify playlist, which is like, here's the first 5 episodes of Spin the Globe. And he came back later, like, here's Spin the Globe season 2, and they do the next thing. And like, I watched how my kids got into it, and I got into it, everyone's getting into it. I'm like, the series like sucks you in, right? And then I saw another one that was interesting, was a guy who was like, "I'm gonna ice bath every single day for the next 365 days," and which is a horrible challenge to do, but that's the challenge he picked, right? So you see him like in the first ice bath, then the next ice bath, and he's in there like every day. And then he did a little run for the series where he's like, "I'm gonna add a minute for every 100 subscribers I get," or something. And so he had a couple of videos where he's in ice bath like 30 minutes. He's just like, "Please stop subscribing to my channel. Like, there's too many of you. I can't do this anymore. My body's literally going to freeze." But I watched his channel, and in a year blew up because everyone's like watching this thing. And what's fascinating about these series that I think is really interesting is, like, traditionally, if you look at most social content, right, is you create something, you put it out there in the world, and it hits, and then it disappears in the feed, right? It starts dropping down, and within a week or two, it's gone. So you spent all this time creating the thing, and it disappears. And I don't know about you, for me as a creator, I hate creating something amazing that's going to disappear, right? If you go to understand.me, blatant pitch in the middle of the podcast, if you go to understand.me, we create a really cool application. It's free. You go create an account, and then you can take all the profiles, like Disc Profile, Enneagram, 16 Personality, /Myers-Briggs, Love Language. You take all those, and it shows all your personality profiles, right? In fact, if you want to see all my personality profiles, if you go to understand.me/Russell Brunson, you can see exactly my Disc profiles, my 16 personalities. It's kind of a cool thing. Anyway, so if you look at my Disc profile, there's like the Disc profile, and then there's the motivators, the values, like the things you value the most. And my number one motivator, my number one value, according to the Disc, is ROI, is economics. And that always bothered me because, like, yes, I'm in business, but I'm not someone who, like, I don't stress about money. Like, I'm not like, I got to make this much money. Like, the return investment of cash is not, it didn't make sense to me. I was like, that's not really my motivator. And then I had Mandy Keen, who's my partner in Understand Not Me. She's the guru, the face of the business. She told me, she's like, no, ROI doesn't always mean just like money in the bank. It's the what's the return on investment in any situation. So if I'm having a conversation with somebody, what's the return on my investment, right? What's the return on my investment in whatever the thing might be, right? And so, it's interesting. It's why I struggle in school so much. I'm sitting there in this classroom with my ADD, like, what is the return on my investment? Like, what am I doing this? This seems stupid. Like, why? What's the purpose of this, right? If I'm in a conversation with somebody, if I can't figure out, like, what's the return on investment, I struggle. Even reading a book, like, reading a book's really hard for me unless I know I'm going to do a podcast about it. Because now the return on investment is like, I read this thing, I can share it in a podcast, and I get value out of the sharing of it, right? So for me, it's always the return on investment. So when I create social content, it hits, and then it disappears in the feed, like, that for me is, it's painful. I'm just like, man, that sucks. Like, it just disappeared. Like, what's the return on my investment, right? It disappears. And what's interesting about a series, I watched all the series I've been connected to on social right now, right? Like the Connor Prices. Like, when I found the one, I think I found about Spin the Globe like in episode 4 or 5. I watched Spin the Globe episode 4, and I was like, this is amazing. And it was like episode 4, So I went back and said, what's episode one? So I went scrolling through the feed, going back in time to find episode one, episode two, episode three, right? Which is kind of interesting. With the guy who was doing the 365 days of ice bath. So I popped in like day 180 and he's in a trash can. That's when they caught me initially. He's in a trash can full of ice and he's like freaking out. And I'm like, what in the world? So I started scrolling back in time to go watch all the rest of the series. Prior to this, I'd never once scrolled backwards in someone's Instagram feed to go find something. Because like you see the thing, you get the hit of dopamine, then you're on to the next thing, right? But because I got sucked into a series, I got pulled in like midway through. I had to go back in time and go back and watch the rest of the things, right? We have some similar, if you look at reality TV shows, or you look at a series like Modern Family. Like, I'd never seen that show. I always thought I would hate it. And then one day I walked in, someone was watching it, and I saw one episode of Modern Family. I was like, this is amazing, right? And it was probably season six or five, I don't know, whatever. Season randomly, and I'm like, okay. So I went back to Netflix, found season one, and then I binged it back through, right? So series does this really cool thing where by having a series, it pulls people back into your feed, back into your content, which is fascinating. So anyway, I'm telling you all this because I'm seeing this as the trend. And I don't think most people can do it because it's a harder trend to do. Like, everyone wants to do just the one-off Ramosi style videos where you drop a line, you know, and you're done. But I was like, I want to do something different. So I'm trying to become a pattern interrupt right now for myself, and you're probably seeing this. So yesterday, or maybe it was 2 days ago, we dropped the very first video in my new series. And I was like, what's a series of something I'm doing anyway, but I'm documenting the journey, right? This is like Gary Vaynerchuk 101. Document, don't create, right? I don't know about how many of you guys, like somebody, for me, it's like, I've written 3 books on marketing and I still get in front of a camera and they're like, hey, like tell us something smart about marketing. And I'm like trying to create like a new video. I'm like, I don't know. I got nothing. You know what I mean? And I go through my book. I'm like, oh, I could talk about this, I guess. But it's so hard for me to like sit down and do that. Hormozy's brilliant. Like his mind is, I mean, if you know him personally, like he was like valedictorian in his school. He was like he's one of the smartest humans I've ever met in my life. Don't tell him I said that because, you know, it'll go to his head. But he's literally a genius. And so he's able to like, and he's also one of the greatest salespeople I've ever seen. So like he just rattles stuff off. He has an amazing memory. Like he's so good at that. And even for me, like I struggle. Like to do short form, like, okay, 60 seconds, teach something and then drop a mic. Like I struggle. I'm better long form. I'm better like spending the 20 minutes together on a podcast or 90 minutes at a webinar or 4 days in an event. Like I'm better at long form. I struggle with the short form to drop the bomb, right? But that's coming back to like creating. It's like hard to keep creating. How do you create 10 reels a week? Like how do you create, you know, like that's hard. But the series is cool because it's like what's something you're already doing anyway and then you're just documenting the journey, which is way easier, right? So for me, it's like, well, I'm writing a book right now. And so, and I've been writing, I didn't realize this until I was recording episode number one. It's been like 1,079 days, which was like 2 years, 11 months. I can't remember exactly, but when I got the contract from Hayhouse to write this book, and I'd written like 10 different drafts of it. And so what I did for my very first episode was like, here's day number one of me writing a best-selling book and hopefully selling a million copies. Like that's the goal. I'm calling my shot. This is where I'm going to go. Right, just like the ice bath guy. Like my goal is I'm gonna do an ice bath every day for 365 days. Right, I'm gonna do a drum beat for every follower I get on Instagram. Right, like it's like I'm calling my shot, and then I'm documenting the process of me trying to achieve that. Right, so I tell the story how like I think it's 0.4% of books ever sell over 100,000 copies. I'm like, my 3 books all sold over 100,000 copies. Like this is amazing. Like I'm in the top 0.4%. But guess what? Only 0.003% have ever sold a million copies of the book. And my next one, I want to sell a million copies. So here's my journey of how I'm going to go from zero to a million copies. And by the way, like I've had this contract to write the book now for almost 3 years. I still haven't written it. I'm deleting the whole thing today. And today I'm starting over. So I delete the entire manuscript off thing. And I'm like, day number one, here's what I'm doing. And then basically every morning I wake up to write. I just grab this camera out. I record. Hey, it's day number two of how to write a best-selling book and hopefully sell a million copies. Today I'm editing. Right, and then I was on the plane. I was using my free write to type. So I'm like, "Hey, day number five. I'm jumping on a plane right now. I got my free write. I'm gonna write. It's really cool because free write forces you not to use your analytical brain. You can only use your creative brain." And so I was on the plane and I'm writing. And it's funny because the video editor is like, "You have to get B-roll." So I'm on a it's so awkward. I'm on a plane. I have my free write. I'm like typing, and I'm like, "How do I get B-roll?" So like, I have my phone and I'm like clicking record. I'm trying to like put it in my seatbelt so you can see me typing, and then like all the people on the plane around, I'm sure looking at me, like making fun of me. I'm like, this is so embarrassing. So I'm like trying to like type, and then but the phone keeps falling out. I can't get B-roll in my hand. So then I'm trying to like put the seatbelt up like around my chest so I can like put the phone in, and it's falling down. I'm trying to like pinch the phone with my neck as I'm trying to get B-roll in my hands, and I'm like having the phone, I'm holding it with one hand, I'm typing it going around. Like it's so embarrassing making your own B-roll by yourself while you're on a plane with people. Anyway, super embarrassing. Then my house, I do the same thing. I do the thing, and I set my phone right here. I click record, and I have me typing. And then if I'm reading a book, I like set up. And so like I'm getting these little B-roll shots, and then I send it to the editors, and you know they're popping out a 90-second video of me just each day. Like here's you know day number one, day number two, or else I'm doing day number three. And so I think I've recorded 7 or 8 days now, which is awesome. And then I got the spot where it's like I'm doing my research phase, right? And so chapter number one, I'm talking about this concept called the resistance, which Stephen Pressfield, who wrote The War of Art, is all about resistance. So I'm like, I would love to interview this guy. So then I'm like, I'm going to interview. So like this day, you know, one of the days, like I'm on Instagram, I'm like, holy crap, Stephen Pressfield already follows me. Like, this is insane. So I follow him. I message him like, hey man, can I interview you for my thing? And we start a conversation. And then like now next week, I'm going to be in the studio recording an interview with him, which will become a YouTube video, but it'll become part of me documenting the journey, which then becomes part of the book. Like it's just me documenting the journey and it's fun as opposed to like, Russell, be creative. Go. Hey guys. Welcome to my video. Let me tell you 3 secrets about, you know, like so much harder to do consistently where this is like, I'm writing the book anyway. Let me just do it. I have a wrestling tournament coming up in a month. So I'm probably going to do a little mini series, like how I'm going to get in shape in the next 30 days for a wrestling tournament and how I got to lose 17 pounds or something like that. Right. And that becomes a little mini series. And some of the series aren't tied to, so you'll notice my channel over time. There's going to be multiple different series in there because they hook people and drag them into the storyline. Right. And it's, again, this is like storytelling 101. It's so, I think it's so much more powerful. Anyway, we're going to find out. Jury's out on the idea, but I think it's really cool. But I have the series of like day one, day two, but also just random series. Like for me, for example, you may or may not know, I order anywhere from 1 to 100 books a day, depending on, honestly, how I'm feeling. When I'm like not feeling good about myself or I'm depressed or like struggling or whatever, I'm on eBay searching and, you know, a week later, if like 20 books show up or 30 books show up, people are like, wait, what happened last week? Why were you upset? I'm like, I don't remember now. It's over. But I'm getting these books every day, right? And like I'm opening these books. I'm finding like some of these treasures I'm finding are insane. And so my team's like, what if you started filming yourself opening the boxes every day? I'm like, oh. In fact, we had 2 or 3 we filmed with me randomly. And those videos got like 300,000 views on shorts. Like it's crazy. So I'm like, all right. So now every time I open my boxes, I click the camera. I'm like, what's up? This is the day in the life of the Bibliomania. I got 20 boxes today. Let's open some. And then if anything cool comes out or cool story, then they sync to like just that. And that becomes the reel for the day. And so now it's like I have this storyline that's being posted. I got these books I'm opening. It's like it's making my feed more story, right? Again, the whole concept of document, don't create. Like, anyway, so that's what I'm going to, and I'm having way more fun with it so far. So anyway, I want to share with you guys today because, I don't know, if you've tried to do Hormozy style videos, I tried. We filmed like 50-something of them in a day, and it was like, it was painful, it was hard. For me, they didn't perform as well. I didn't feel natural. It wasn't like the Russell style. It was me trying to be something I wasn't, and I feel like this format for me is more fun, more easy, more sustainable, and I think, again, jury's out, but I think that what's going to happen over time that this will grow pretty dramatically. Like people will come in on episode 38 of me writing a book and they'll be like, what's the story? And they're going to binge watch 38 episodes of shorts, which now I have to spend an hour and a half with them versus right now you get these pops of hits every once in a while. So, and from there, they want to go to long form. So when the book is actually done, people are going to want to do it, right? Maybe you document you creating your next course. You document you writing your book. You document you, whatever the thing you're doing, right? The event you're putting on, like we have Funnel Hacking Live in 189 days from today. I could be like, how to fill a funnel hacking mind, how to fill an event, day number 192, you know, like what are you doing anyway? Call your shot, this is the goal, so I'm doing, I'm going to take you on a journey, and boom, and now you got this fascinating, cool thing, you're going to bring people into your world, and over time, this is how you create binge-worthy content, where people go back and binge what you're doing. And for me, as someone who, like, ROI is my number one motivator, I love that, because now what I'm creating doesn't disappear in the feed, it's not a one-hit, you know, dopamine hit, but it's like a long-term thing where we can actually change their life and spend time with people at a more intimate level. So anyway, there's the game plan. I hope you guys enjoy it. Hope it helps you guys. If not, then don't try it. But if it is, try out this method. And then also, I recommend go to my Instagram. Go to instagram.com/RussellBrunson and go find day number one. You'll see it, which is basically day number one of me writing a best-selling book and hopefully selling 1 million copies. I call my shot, and it's video number one. By the time this comes out, maybe it'll be video 2 or 3 or 5. Who knows? How many will be out there by now? But I hope you enjoy the series. And worst case scenario, follow me on the series. Best case scenario, start your own and see what happens. Thanks so much for listening, you guys. I appreciate you all. And I hope you enjoy this format for the Marketing Secrets Podcast. If you do, let us know. We're going to start putting out a lot more content for you guys because I'm in a really fun content mode right now. Anyway, for a year and a half or so, I was struggling, and I'm having more fun with it again. So hope you're enjoying the stuff. Hope you're enjoying it. If you're in YouTube, like we have a new YouTube channel that's been crushing it. We're putting out some really unique, really fun you know, 20 to 30 minute videos. Like we had one that just went about like, should I let my high school son drop out of high school? And that video has been, it's been viewed really well, but I'm getting these like people writing novels in the comments, like their frustration, their kids, their beliefs about school. Da, da, da. I've got teachers who hate me because I'm talking about this. Like, because I like what's the point of school anyway? You know, like it's just been fun. Like, more on the controversial side. We have a video coming out on YouTube soon about the F word, which is going to be, I'm really excited for that one. I sent all my friends who are speakers, I'm like, hey, can you send me like a 30-second clip on why you think if someone should or shouldn't use the F word? It was crazy. I'm like, of course I get a video back from Garrett White, like, if you're not F and F, you know, like, and then other people are like, the F word's the worst thing, like Myron Golden, like sent a 7-minute video back about how passionate he was about like not using the F word, and it's just like all sorts of stuff. And so I had like, anyway, there's some really fun stuff happening over there on YouTube, so go check it out as well on YouTube channel. But yeah, we're trying to create more cool stuff for you guys as many places as we can. Hopefully you enjoy this one. If you did enjoy this episode, let me know. I do watch my, if you tag me on socials, when I get my social phone every day, first thing I do is look at all my tags. I look through them. So if you take a screenshot of this and you tag me on Facebook, Instagram, any of the socials and tag me and be like, hey, love this episode. Hey, this episode, Russell, would you talk about this? Like, I literally see those things personally because, I don't know, we all have that little thing in us where like, are people talking about us? What's happening? Like, do people still like me right now? Like, I got to find out. So I'm always looking for those things. So you tag me, I do see them. So tag me, let me know if you like this show, this episode, this style of podcast. And if you enjoy this as well, like send this to more people. I'm going to put a lot of effort this year in getting the podcast to grow as well. So if you enjoyed this, send it to other people. Let them know about this episode. And make sure you like, follow, subscribe, comment, all the things. Anyway, with that said, thank you guys. Appreciate you all. And we'll see you on the next episode here at the Marketing Secrets Podcast.